Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. I'm here with my trusty co-host, Emily, and we're, as usual, ready to chat about this week's worth of GH, and we'll give you a complete nurse's ball wrap-up. Hey, Em, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Just trying to make it to the week, you know?
Yeah, I got you. This has been a long week. I totally feel you. I'm trying to actually, like, you know, finish all my schoolwork before the school year is over because school ends on June 7th, but I'm hoping to go on vacation before then, so I'm finishing all my work this week, so I'm super stressed over all of that, but this was a great week for GH, so I'm just going to, like, guys, I didn't take notes, so I'm just going to give you a really quick basic lineup of what happened. Monday through, like, Tuesday and, like, Wednesday, we had, like, the end of the nurse's ball and everybody going home together. We had a lot of people getting busy on Wednesday. Everybody in Port Charles was, like, getting busy on Wednesday. So, and then the past few days, we had a lot of, like, the morning after scenes, and we have a lot of, you know, let's be together scenes. And then today we had, like, Julian saying he wants to quit the mob because there are too many people he loves in his life that he doesn't want to risk anymore. He has a lot to lose now. So we have that. So that's basically all that happened really this week. Not a whole lot, just the nurse's ball wrap-up. There's not a whole lot of details to share because most of you guys probably caught the ball. So, yeah. And let's do our prime performer of the week, and then we can start talking about different scenes and stuff. So you go first.
Who is your... I know you said you had two.
Yeah, so my prime performers this week were Lynn Herring and John Lindstrom. Lynn was, like, obviously she was a mess because she had to play this whole thing. And that scene where they got caught, her and Sonny got caught on the stage and she was starting to cry as she was talking, that was amazing. Lynn is such a good crier. She actually cries. Like, she's not faking it. Like, a lot of people kind of fake the tears. Lynn is one of those people that actually cries and kind of just throws it out there. And she's, you know, drawing from real, like, a real place in herself, and that's what I really like. And also John playing the heartbreak and the whole, you know, she hurt me, she did this thing, that was really great. And also the scene where him and Mac and him and Scott all got in the fight in the floating room. So
that was pretty awesome.
Those are my two.
Awesome. Mine, and I had to wait till today because I was still a little undecided on this, but that whole a scene with Jordan and TJ where she's, she's saying, have you ever done drugs or whatever, you know? So, Jordan is one of mine, my performance of the week. Vanessa Antoine is one of them. And as creepy as he's been, Tony Geary, I got it today.
He's been doing a great job.
When he said, basically said, over my dead body, are you leaving the mob, Julian?
Yeah.
And then to round out my three-way tie, William DeVry, simply because of that scene right there where when he basically read fake Luke like a book. So.
Yeah, and you know that scene when him and Alexis were laying in bed and she said, you can do one thing for me, like you can leave the mob. That was a really good scene for both of them. Nancy's been doing a great job this week, and you know, I'm really loving Jordan.
Oh,
and
me too.
I don't normally like newbies, but I love Jordan, and I love Vanessa.
Me too.
She's so amazing. She's really a great actress. You know, a lot of times they bring newbies on who haven't had experience acting or they're not very good actors.
Right.
Like, a lot of times that just happens on TV. And they have to test
obviously.
That out. They have to say, that's why people come and go so fast. They have to test the stuff out. Jordan's doing a great job. Vanessa is so great. I love her, and I love Sean and Jordan's twisted little relationship they've got going on.
Me too.
And after the nurse's ball, when they were dancing in the floating room, or in the Kelly's, she turned the jukebox on, and they almost kissed, and I was like, can you please kiss, and it didn't happen, and that was great. I love them so much, and how amazing was Julian and Alexis this week? those things were amazing. I mean, I already shipped that couple because they're perfect. But the scenes they had this week were just a totally new level of hot, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
you know,
yeah,
I can't wait for Monday because well,
I know, yeah,
I'll probably miss it because I'll be traveling. I'll probably miss it, but I cannot wait. And did you see in today's previews where a fake Luke told Alexis, he goes, I came to see you so I can kill you.
Yeah, and you know, when
epic.
He called her Natasha, that gave me, like, chills, which is weird because Luke always called Alexis Natasha, that's her name.
Right.
But it just gave me this eerie thing because I knew what he was there to do. And
mm-hmm.
I love when people call her Natasha because, you guys know, Alexis is one of my favorite characters. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I like when people call her Natasha, but that scene
mm-hmm.
was ridiculous. And her scenes with Brick today were so great. Oh,
they were.
I
agree.
I have a favorite scene this week, but I have two favorite scenes this week. Number one, the scene where Bobby and Lucy got into the cat fight because that was long overdue. Number two, the Franco and Carly scenes on Wednesday where they were on the airplane were hilarious. I was dying. Roger Holworth as Franco kills
mm-hmm.
me. He's hilarious, and he doesn't even smile, but he's absolutely
you know,
hilarious.
I'm just a big fan of Roger Howarth in general. Well, whether
me
he's
too,
with
yeah.
Todd on One Life to Live or whether he's a Franco now, I'm just a big Roger Howarth fan.
He's a great, great actor, and he's a perfect fit as a daytime actor, you know? He's just he's the perfect daytime actor. He's well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
He's played several characters, and no matter how creepy of a character or how twisted of a character he's playing, he brings humor to it, which is really nice because you know, Franco the first time around was creepy. Let's face it. He was a freak. He was creepy. Roger brings some humor to that character, and he brings a different side to it, for sure. He brought a different side to Todd because he wasn't the only guy that played Todd. I mean, he played him first,
right.
But there was another person
mm-hmm.
that played Todd Manning. But he brought something totally different to the table as Todd. He is hilarious, even if he's not trying to be funny. Things he says,
mm-hmm.
the way he says them is hilarious, and he's so enjoyable to watch, regardless
right.
of if you like Franco or not.
Right, you know, And that to me, all goes back to the writers. The writers are given a lot of these characters some great one-liners and little zingers and stuff. I'm loving it.
Yeah, those scenes they wrote for Carly and Franco on the airplane, it's something so simple that we really probably wouldn't have thought of. And it's something that was so, so funny and so simple, and it wasn't like filler. It didn't feel like filler. You know, a lot of times they need filler to fill
over
the days.
Stuff. It wasn't over the top at all.
Yeah. Sometimes they need time to fill up the different, you know, stuff. And, you know, with all the drama that was going on at the nurse's ball, it was nice to see some humor from them, especially
mm-hmm.
when Carly went in the bathroom and the stranger went in there and heard her scream.
That was funny.
Yeah. So it's
that
nice
was
to,
I was
it's
rolling
nice
at that
can
point.
Bring some humor after all the drama that happened at the nurse's ball and after the
mm-hmm.
sad, melodramatic Lucy
mm-hmm.
and Scotty and Lynn and everyone like that. After all that, it was nice to have something funny and something light and, you know, enjoyable.
I agree. You know, and going back to the nurse's ball for a second, how incredible was Kathleen Getty singing to a Brit and... And
oh, I love that.
How incredible was that?
Brett was hot at the nurse's ball. Like,
yes,
I'm
going to
throw it out there. I'm not even going to lie. Everyone who's out there, don't even fight with me over it. She was hot. And everybody knows I like men, but Kelly at the nurse's ball, I was like, wow, she's, like, stunning. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
I don't know. She was my favorite
and
at
Kelly
the nurse's
is,
ball outfit-wise.
A beautiful woman anyway.
She's gorgeous.
I'll throw that out there right now. But,
she's not one of those people that wears makeup to sort of, like, make herself look gorgeous. She uses makeup
mm-hmm.
to, like, enhance the fact that she's so gorgeous. And Kelly's just gorgeous, and she looks amazing at the nurse's ball. And the fact that
mm-hmm.
she is just a normal person that looks that great every freaking day is ridiculous.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's
but,
not fair for the rest of us.
But, yeah,
okay, my sister just wrote me a note on a piece of paper next to me, and she wanted me to mention that she loved the Magic Milo number. as we all did. Let's face it, we all enjoyed it, except maybe Cody probably didn't because he's a boy. But I very much enjoyed that number. That was what I was looking forward to the whole ball. The only way that could have been better is if Mr. Nick was cast and I was involved, but that's all right.
No comment.
Not the point.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment from Cody because he doesn't swing that way. But that's
no
okay.
Comment.
Well, I mean, okay, it's one thing. See, it's different because I'm a girl and I like, you know, that. But I also can say, like, this chick looks hot. But you can't really sit there and say that a certain guy looks hot because guys don't do that. So I feel you. I understand.
Yeah,
I got
exactly,
it.
Exactly. But the struggle is real, you know?
The struggle is real. I felt bad.
The struggle is real.
You know who else was amazing this week? Sonya Eddy at Epiphany. She was so funny, and all her one-liners were great. Like when Elizabeth, this was actually last Friday, but when Elizabeth was like, let's go get the kids ready for their dance, and she was like, girl, you know what's coming up next? You better not be leaving now.
You better not.
She's like,
you better
she's
sit
like
down.
Take pictures. Yeah, she's like, take pictures. She's like, girl, I'm taking your seat. And she's like, all right, do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Like, Epiphany was just great. And you remember last year at the Nurses' Ball when all the women were, like, cheering and telling them, like, to take their underwear off? And then Carly was standing there. She's like, everybody except Michael. Michael, keep them on.
Keep the clothes on, Michael. Yep, I agree with that.
That was so fun.
That was funny.
Yeah, I love the humor at the Nurses' Ball.
Can we just stop for a second and just say how incredible Sonya Eddy's singing voice is?
Oh, I know. It's beautiful. I mean, she's absolutely amazing. She can act. She can sing. She's gorgeous. I love her so much. There's not
oh,
enough
too.
Thing to say about her because she's so talented.
Absolutely.
Like, I believe that she could do anything she tried to do, whether it's stage, TV, music. She could do anything, really.
Broadway, she can do it all. Absolutely. I agree.
Absolutely.
I agree with that 1,000%.
You know, she actually... Sonya is my new best friend. She followed me on Twitter because I told her that Epiphany had found the hottest date in Port Charles. And Sonya was like,
that.
Thanks, girl. And she followed me on Twitter, and it was great. So thank you, Sonya, because I love you.
Hey,
it was so fun.
And speaking of Twitter people, Vanessa Antoine retweeted me on Twitter today.
That's awesome. I tweeted her last night. It was kind of a shallow question because her hair is so beautiful, and I was like, your hair is so beautiful. Is that your natural hair, or do you wear extensions? And she favorited it, but she never replied. So maybe it's extensions and she didn't want to admit it. I don't know.
Maybe.
But her hair, I think
I know,
it's natural
anyway.
Because it looks natural, but it's so gorgeous, and I wanted to know because I'm jealous of her hair because I have to work hard to do that.
You know, and you know, sometimes people give daytime actors a bad rap, which they don't deserve.
Yeah, but I don't see it at all, you know?
They don't deserve.
It's not, yeah,
these
I mean,
people
okay, I know.
Take the time to interact with us fans, to do these shows like this. They're just incredible, I think, personally.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, it's not... I mean, obviously the daytime actors are a special set, but it's not just the daytime actors that do that, which I really appreciate because it means a lot to people. But a lot of people, okay, I know I feel the way that some people do. Like, I know there's a ton of daytime actors out there, and some of them are just absolutely amazing, talented people, and some of them are just not that good. And I get where people come from when they're saying stuff like that, but but they're all so nice to everyone, and they're all so willing to, like, chat with everyone. So regardless, just be nice, you know?
Absolutely, I agree.
And, you know, everybody says that daytime is, like, the easiest thing to break into, and I kind of see that because there's a lot of actors who haven't really been actors. Like, they've done other things, and they decide, hey, I want to try acting, and they land a soap. So, I mean,
but,
you know, I
again,
feel that completely.
On the flip side of that, a daytime acting, the pace they go at is some of the most hard work you could do in the acting world.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Okay, so sorry, I got distracted for a second because my sister just got dressed, and once again, we're wearing the same exact outfit to go out somewhere. She put the same outfit on that I have on, and she didn't realize it. I'm sitting here completely dressed already. Megan comes in the same t-shirt and the same black legging. Awesome. Okay, anyway.
Interesting.
Not the point. Okay, so anyway, what I was going to say before is I totally forgot because I'm blanking out today. It's just one of those days. But what I was going to say is that there have been so many casting calls to General Hospital and so many people have been cast and we have yet to see them, which is kind of annoying because I feel like we're going to get a flood of them all at once.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going to happen then, but, you know.
I'm still waiting to see a Spinelli back. I'm still waiting to see that happen.
Yeah, I think it's this. Sorry, I was reading something. I think it's this week that he comes back. You know, I feel like why did I call her Laura? I feel like Carly and Franco are on the same plane that Laura got on 8 months ago because they were on a plane and then we don't see them for 2 days and then whatever. So they're like on the same airline that Laura got on 8 months ago. But I can't wait to see Spinelli back because I love
me either.
Him. And I want to see the baby because I wonder, like, because she was the cutest little girl. And she's grown up a lot since then. So I can't wait to see her. So, yeah.
I tell you, and going back to the nurse's ball for a second, what did you think of little Emma's number?
Oh, she was so cute. Wait, I was going to ask you that. That's what I was going to ask. I forgot. What was your favorite nurse's ball number?
My favorite had to be, and this is for a shallow reason, but a Maxie's number with a whole...
Oh, and you can be shallow because I'm about to be shallow. It's okay.
For shallow reasons, but, you know.
Yeah, for shallow reasons because they're all so hot. I thought they were hot, too, and I'm not into women, but it's okay.
Right.
I feel I need to say that every time I say some chick's hot because I think people are starting to doubt me. But anyway, my favorite number was the Magic Milo number. I've watched it 6 times now. I am in love with it. I scream cast. My second favorite number was... let me see. I liked the Raise Your Glass number. I liked that a lot.
I did, too. I thought that was fun.
I liked when Kathleen and Gaddy Obrecht sang, "You Were Always on My Mind."
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, she has the hottest kids ever, okay? Like, geez. Her kids are hot.
Right.
Both of them.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, she's gorgeous anyways, but she's got the hottest kids. Like, that family is just, and Donna Mills is the aunt of these kids. Like, that family's just hot. I'm so shallow. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not really this shallow. I'm just, you know, when it comes to TV, I'm pretty shallow.
That Maxie number was one of my favorite moments of the nurse's ball. But, a 99.5% of the nurse's ball was just incredible this year.
It was great. You know, I loved it all, except I didn't like the way that they did the Lucy Scott thing. Because I just didn't think that was the best thing. And, okay, I have a bone to pick right now. The whole Blackie Parrish thing was dumb. I'm glad they didn't recast him. Let me put that out there because there's one Blackie Parrish, and it's John Stamos. But it was kind of dumb to say Blackie couldn't make it. Like, really? Why didn't you just leave that out? That would have saved us 5 minutes. But also, I like the fact that they did throw in, "We hope you come home and visit us soon," because it's sort of like, I think it's sort of his...
Yeah,
because I know that there was a riff on Twitter or whatever, you know, dumb drama, and I feel like that was their way of, like, apologizing, sort of, and extending, like, their hand out. So I did like that, but I think it was dumb because we wasted 5 minutes doing that. And also, Leslie apparently knows Player, which I thought
was
amazing
cool.
Because Leslie's a freaking groupie.
That was
but
pretty cool.
It was cool. It was funny that Leslie was a groupie and she knows Player. I was kind of dying. Lisa Lo Cicero has been breaking my heart for the past couple weeks with this whole Sunny storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And when she, oh my gosh, she's just been killing me. Like, specifically standing out in my mind is the scene where she got into the argument with Sunny over the Ava thing when she first found out. And she's like, really? She means nothing? Well, what do I mean then? I mean, after all, I did only have your baby when we were 16 years old. And I was like, oh, don't make me cry. Like, I love the reason I love them is because they were, like, the high school sweetheart thing, and that's just so cute. I love when, like, couples, like, reconnect on TV and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that she said that, it broke my heart that she threw that out there.
You know,
like, it depressed me.
There are several actors who I have just enjoyed watching from day one since they've been on the show, and Lisa LaFisher is one of them.
Yeah, I totally agree. I have always loved Olivia. Olivia's just awesome. She's just amazing, and I just love her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm actually, okay, everybody complains because Ava's kind of a newbie, even though she's been around like a year. It actually just passed her anniversary.
Right.
But everybody has been recently complaining because Ava's on so much, and I was one of those people because even though I love her, I was like, okay, can we do another story besides, like, Ava every single day? Now I miss her, and it's only been 4 days, and I miss Ava.
Right. Right.
I just love Mara.
Somebody else has been impressing me, and I've said as much online, has been Emmy Rowland.
Yeah, the baby
thing. She's impressing me.
Okay, I just want to point out, so today Soaps and Depth on Twitter, they asked, should Lulu try and carry the baby? Well, honestly, I don't want to sound like I'm a rude person because I do love M, but I do not want to see Lulu miscarry and then listen to her whine about it for a year because I just don't think I can take any more of Lulu's problems.
Right, you know.
I love watching her acting and everything, but, you know, I just don't want to watch her cry for a year.
Mm-hmm. I tweeted out something today, and I got a lot of agreement with it, actually. I'm firmly in Dante's corner on this one.
I am too, yeah, completely.
So.
And I'm trying to think of people that could be her surrogate, and I really don't have any ideas because a lot of people...
Britt, maybe, again?
I don't think that would ever fly, but, you know, I was thinking maybe Jordan.
Yeah.
Which is weird because she just came to town. They don't really know her.
Right.
But I'm sure Jordan would enjoy the money because she'd make a ton of money doing that. But I was also thinking, you know, a lot of
Olivia,
people...
Olivia, maybe?
This is... Olivia, yeah, that's what I was going to say. A lot of people, this is really weird to me, but a lot of people have one of their parents, like they're one of the mothers of the pairing, carry their child if they can't carry a child, and their mother's still capable of that. Because, yeah, so I was thinking, like, Olivia or Laura, that would be a great way to segue back into a term for her.
That would be a cool
story to watch. I think it would be a cool story to have one of them carrying her child. And she can trust, obviously she could trust Laura, she could trust Olivia, and they will tell the truth if something bad happens, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's one angle they could play this. If they think of that, like I automatically did, that's a great angle they could play.
Right. You know, and I agree with that. I mean, who better to do it than somebody that, that raised you, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you know, and I mean, they turned out great. And, you know, both women are still young enough to where they can carry a child.
Right,
you know, Laura's, like, what, in her mid-40s, so is Olivia. Olivia plays a character older than she is because Olivia's supposed to be playing closer to 50, and Lisa's, like, 43 or something like that, right? Maybe, I don't know. But
she's not actually
old enough in real life to be his mother, so he's playing younger and she's playing older because she would be 8 if she had him in real time.
Right.
So he's definitely either playing younger and she's playing older, but it doesn't matter. But both of their mothers are still capable of carrying a child because they're still still young enough to where that could be a possible story. So that would
definitely.
It's weird, you know. I would feel weird if it was my mother, but I think that it would be an interesting angle they could play because I don't think they've done that before.
Right.
Or at least not on this show. Another soap might have.
In all my years of watching soaps, I've been watching soaps since about 2003, and I've never seen a story like that ever. So that
I haven't either.
That could be a good.
That could be a good angle. They could
a good storyline to play out. Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of younger other women because I don't know if they'll think of that, but I'm trying to think of the younger woman that could possibly be a surrogate. I don't know because there's not that many in Port Charles. Because
there's not very many.
Obviously not Maxie.
Not.
I don't think she'd choose Maxie. I mean, even though Maxie and her are friends again, but that might happen, but I doubt it. And I know that Britt
maybe,
would happen. I don't think Elizabeth would do it.
Since Ellie's maybe coming back for a short stint, maybe it could be Ellie. I have no idea.
Possibly. It could be. I mean, I don't see Elizabeth agreeing to it, but it could be Elizabeth.
Mm-mm.
They could pick Elizabeth. I don't really see her doing that story, you know?
But what did you think of, speaking of Liz, what did you think of her and Nick's little
oh,
a conversation
my word.
Today.
Okay, let me just give me 10 minutes to talk. Okay. No, so he's like, first of all, that was insanely hot what he said to her. And if, you know, Prince looked at me and said that, I'd be like, let's get married. Because he was like, yeah, sure, you love him, but not as much as you love me. And I was like, well, Nicholas, you get you some. But then I was realizing I don't really like them, but in that moment,
I am. Hold
I was
on
like,
a second. I have a call on the line. I'm not exactly sure. Who it is, I'm not sure.
I want to interrupt you. Hello, Emily. I didn't want to discuss your wonderful, wonderful review of this week's General Hospital, so I kind of left it till now to rig in. But I just wanted to say hi and good evening. And fantastic
hi.
Show
tonight.
Oh, my
gosh. It's so great to finally talk to you. I'm so
Andy,
happy.
How are you, man?
This is
one of the joys of the internet and Twitter, Twitter you've referred to throughout your show this evening.
Wow, we have an international fan, everyone.
Yes, we do.
We have an international fan now.
An international fan. Absolutely. Well, I hope so.
It's so nice to talk to you finally. We've known each other for so long.
It's so nice to talk to you guys. And it was actually great to watch, because as I've said to you before, we don't get General Hospital in the UK. But it was so fantastic to actually watch the show for the first time this afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, I must have missed most of the nurse's ball, but I did see it this afternoon via my feed on ABC.
I can find you some clips online if you'd like to see the highlights of the ball. And, you know, it's really great that you're finally watching this show. You finally saw the show for the first time, so now you kind of have a frame of reference. So, hey, everyone, I have an announcement, everyone. Andy will be co-hosting with me next week after
the Stars finale.
It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have a blast. I can't wait.
We're going to be dancing together, aren't we, Emily? Yeah,
yes,
absolutely. Very much hope so on Wednesday night. But I'll let you wrap up the show and perhaps talk with yourself and your co-host in just a moment.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling us. This is awesome.
Thanks for calling in.
I'll speak with you in a moment. Thank you very much for allowing me to do the show next week.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for agreeing.
Thanks for calling in. Bye.
Thanks, Andy.
But that was a surprise, wasn't it?
He told me earlier he's going to watch the show today and he was going to try and join us tonight. And, you know, I've known Andy for several years, like three, I guess. Andy is the most kind person and we have been just so close for a long time. And it's so nice to finally talk to him because, you know, he's been supporting us so much and he's been supporting me since forever, like anything I do. So it's really nice
Known Andy for a few months, but I agree with you. He's a super supportive. I mean, he supports us, what we're trying to do the show. He's just incredible, you know.
Yeah, he's really supportive of the show. He's really supportive of everything that I do, and he plugs us all the time. It was so nice to talk to him. I'm so happy
now.
I'm so glad that Andy called us. That's amazing. And I'm super happy. I love his accent, by the way, because you guys know I love accents. I love his accent. But I love, like, because, you know, we hear a lot of accents on TV, but they're mellow because they've been in the country so long, like Finola, Ian, everyone. So it's nice. It's very refreshing to hear a solid accent. But anyway, that made my night. It's awesome that he called us.
We've only got about 30 seconds, so I'm going to I'll let you go because I know you've got someplace to be. So I'm going to let you go and wrap up here, okay? And,
all right, cool, bye. Yeah.
I'm officially giving you the keys to the car.
I forgot about that. Oh, wait, let me do announcements really fast. Okay.
Okay.
Guys, Tuesday night we have Lily Melgar, and my co-host will be Kathy at So Much Whatever on Twitter. Wednesday night, I'm doing a Dancing with the Stars special edition show with Andy as my co-host, which I'm super, super excited about because I love Andy. And then Friday night, I'm doing my GH Rap recap show. Even though we don't have Cody, I'm going to get Kathy to co-host with me. So we'll still have a full week of shows next week, even though Cody won't be with us. So there's that.
And I am officially giving you the keys to the car. Don't put.
Yeah,
put,
super excited.
Don't put too many miles on her. Okay.
Okay. Gotcha.
Don't put and keep her between the ditches. Okay.
Will do.
I'm gonna let you go and wrap up here, and I'll be talking to you later. Okay.
All right. Cool. Bye.
All right. Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our GH wrap up show, and with a little a surprise call in from Andy. As you heard earlier, I'll be taking the week off, and instead of going on hiatus with the show, Emily will be taking over for me. You know, I'm so proud of Emily and what she's doing. You guys in the show will be in good hands. I guarantee you that. And with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.